one month, I should be very glad to know where I should go for my second trip. If you could inform me.
If you come to Milan, we have a nice place there. And we should have ordered you. The young spiritual life in finding the Milan, in Novi, we have got places. In Novi, we have got very big buildings. And Milan, these are recognized. Actually, first of all, thing is, what is your point of view for visiting this Aurobindo and Maharshi Raman and what others?
Pondicherry.
Pondicherry, that is Aurobindo.
And Jehovah Narayana.
Tirumala. You are going there?
Yes.
Tirumala.
Arunachala.
Arunachala, yes. So you visited the temple?
Yes, of course.
That's nice.
Yes. And the red.
The
red sacred mountain.
White?
The red sacred mountain. Arunachala.
Arunachala. The temple is on the mountain.
No, it's just at the foot of the mountain on the east. Exactly on the east. And the Maharshi Ashram is on the south.
So, you stayed there for some time?
Well, between Pondicherry and there for 1 month, 4 weeks.
So, where did
I have to go back to some place.
So, what was your achievement by visiting these places?
It's a little difficult to explain, but I made a series of personal experiences which convinced me of the existence of the occult plane. So I could get some contact with what I call the good plane, or whatever that means there. The way how we could get the transparency and then to go where we have to go.
Yeah, that's nice. Beginning of spiritual understanding.
I learned then to let things go and to go with things.
No, I need to say that you went there for some spiritual enlightenment, is it not?
Spiritual
enlightenment.
Yes. Enlightenment. Of course, and I got the first
taste,
the first small light of this enlightenment. But
that I'm asking.
It's not complete yet. It's not complete yet.
No, whatever you have received, that I want to know, then I can understand where you stand on the spiritual platform.
If you can explain that little bit that you have understood, then he will know better what your position is on the spiritual platform.
Yes, should I do so? I think I understood that we could, it's difficult to explain in English.
You can speak in French, he says.
J'ai compris les débuts, la possibilité d'être pris et de participer à un plan. Et lorsqu'on a pu atteindre la transparence, on peut laisser penser que les choses se font, on laisse les choses se faire, on se soumet, mais on est sûr de participer derrière quelque chose. Et à ce moment-là, on est absolument guidé. Et j'ai été convaincu de ça par une série d'expériences personnelles qui me sont arrivées là-bas, de coïncidences, j'ai vraiment été pris par la main, notamment jusqu'à Tiruvannamalai. Je me suis trouvé là pour savoir comment une série de choses.
Et j'ai pensé, j'ai learned how to be taken into things without being taken by things. That is to say, that he has just let himself go, and from that letting himself go, he's been able to see things, transparent, he's been able to see through things.
What does he see?
Qu'est-ce que vous voyez dans cette fausse tendance?
Je ne voyais pas, j'essayais d'acquérir l'intuition qui me faisait être en harmonie avec quelque chose qui m'emmenait là où je devais aller.
I have felt that there is a need to become in harmony with things which will take me where I need to go.
Et j'ai essayé de travailler cette intuition au maximum pour aller dans le véritable courant. J'ai essayé de travailler cette intuition. Je travaille.
And to try and work to find out the true path.
I try to work this intuition to make it stronger in order to feel where I have to go and to participate.
What is the difficulty in the position you are now at present?
Good question. The difficulty is that I love the part of this transparency, like a lot of crisscross thoughts which make a sort of block. And I have a very strong difficulty now here to feel intuitively the occult plane. In the reality,
coming back now to the West, he feels so much difficulty to still be sensitive and have this intuition of the spiritual plane.
He says that there are like crisscrosses, like swords.
One thing that is feeling difficulty in the material atmosphere of this, is it the fact?
Yes.
That is good.
And trop d'informations, trop de pensées, surtout la pensée des autres qui font du blocage.
Too much thinking. Too much thinking.
Anxiety.
Too much
not thinking, okay, but anxiety.
Anxiété. Ce sont pas les pensées elles-mêmes, mais plutôt l'anxiété qui les accompagne, qui est le problème.
That's right, because if there is no anxiety, this thought does not stay in the mind. They just pass.
This anxiety there must be when we are in a different atmosphere. This night we heard there was a plane crash. So we are traveling by plane. So as soon as we get on the train, that anxiety is there. So the anxiety is caused on my boarding a plane. Anxiety is caused on account of my boarding a plane. See, if I do not board a plane, then that anxiety is no way. So, anyone who is existing in this material world, there must be anxiety. There must be anxiety. It's like the same thing. That as soon as it may be a very nice friend, it doesn't matter. But I know that it is unsafe. At any moment, it can crash. Therefore, there is anxiety. So similarly, we are, so long we are in the material platform, we cannot avoid it.
Yes, because what I felt is this, when we could...
First of all, we should understand this, that we are in okay, on a platform that is called material platform. So, so long he remains on the material platform means the bodily concept of life, then life will never stop. But so let us understand why there is anger. The example is this. Because I am a being of the land, artificially when I go up on a plane, on the sky, this is the cause of my anger. So I am a spirit being, I am a spirit soul. So long I live in material concepts of life, we cannot avoid anxiety. This is the problem. This is the problem.
Yes.
I am a spirit soul. So my natural abode for living is spiritual world. So long I am in the material world, and maybe the same example, and maybe on the 747 or DC-10 or 10C-10 or this or that concept, I must be in England. So that is the problem. And what is that material problem? Material life means you have got this material body, and you do not wish to die. The anxiety on the plane is because I will die. That means you do not wish to die. Why my anxiety? If there is plane crash, then I will die. And therefore my anxiety. If I am sure that I will not die, then where is the anxiety? The anxiety is that I do not wish to die, but death is there. So that death is there either on the plane or on the ground. You cannot avoid death. Why you cannot avoid death? Because I have this body which is perishable. Therefore, if I want to be anxiety less free, I must try for that thing by which I do not get again a body like this. Then I will be anxiety free. Even a small bar, if you sit here, you do like this. Anxiety. You give me something to eat, but he will not dare to come near you. But he has anxiety. Will you make that? You know that. Therefore, the material life means four things. We require to eat something, we want a place for sleeping, we want to gratify our senses, and we want to defend from anxiety. This is material.
And yes.
Huh?
I think I agree completely, because I felt that when I could get a contact with the spiritual plane, I felt the protection. I felt that nothing could happen to me, no heaven. As long as I was in with the plane, nothing could happen, because I felt I was in harmony. And when I went back, I took a plane, exactly as you say, at Colombo. I went back to Colombo, and there was a storm, terrible storm, when the plane took off. And the lady beside me was very frightened. And I was so enlightened at that time that I told him, we are protected. I am protected, so if you are beside me, you are also protected. So nothing could happen. And it was an extraordinary feeling. In French, we call that providence. You know that?
Providence. Yes. And we are in danger, we remember the providence. But when you are happy, you forget it.
Quand vous êtes en danger, il vous rappelle la providence. Et quand il va vivre, on lui dit de revenir à la providence.
No, because I felt that as when we reach this point, we get to
anyway,
at the point of providence, on la sent aussi bien
que le time of danger, we remember providence of God, that is also good. So, there is a Hindi proverb that dukse sab hari bhaje, sukse bhaje koi. Sukse agar hari bhaje, to duk kaha se hoi. Means, when one is in danger, he remembers God. And when he is in happiness, he forgets God. Therefore, if he remembers God always, then where is danger? Our business is to become God conscious. Then there is a mandate. So we are preaching that idea that you become God conscious. Death is there. You cannot save yourself, either you are on the land or on the plane. Death will be there. You must be prepared for the death. But in the practicing, remembering God, even at the same, at the time of death, we continue to remember God when the house is set. Death will be there. You cannot stop that. Ante Narayana Smriti. So, if at the same time of death we can remember God, then our life is successful. Therefore, before death, we shall mold our life in such a way that always thinking of God. Manmana Bhava, Sapatam Chintan Sarma. Sapatam Chintan Sarma. This is life. We should always remember God. Then we must know He is God, otherwise how can I remember? If I have no idea of God, then how can I remember? So, we must know what is God. We must remember always God. We must become a devotee of God. In that way, we can save ourselves from the angels. Because a God conscious man, he knows that I die. Everyone is dying, I know. But he is concerned that the time of death I shall remember Krishna. Then his life is death we cannot avoid. That must be. Tatka viham. We have to give up this world. But the question is, how I can give up this body? The cash dogs, they have to give up their bodies. And I also have to give up my body. But shall I give up the body like cats and dogs or a human being? Very difficult. Therefore, one should, a human being should prepare himself how to give up his body. That is humanity. Krishna says, find out this verse. Dharma karma me vidvam jo janati tattva tattva deham punar janma me ki mamya.
One who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities does not, upon leaving the body, take his birth again in this material world, but attains my eternal abode, O Arjuna.
Material body means second death. Actually, I accept this machine as body, either human body, or cat body, or dog body, or tree body. It has end. Therefore, it is said, Tattva Deham, if one becomes Krishna conscious, then, giving up this body, no more accepting the machine. Tattva Deham, full of judgment. Maui, he comes to me. And that is the solution of all that. So, if you want to become anxiety-less, then we will advise you to become God-conscious, or think of God, Krishna, and your life is different. Sada samudjigna jnata padjaya tattva hityapadhatam jayandakupam vanandato jad harimatsarita. This is the path. They are so long living on the platform of material existence, he cannot avoid anxiety. Therefore, it is the duty of everyone to give up this material cord and take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is, give us relief from all anxiety.
Yeah.
There is capital taxes. Otherwise, how can we come to Sabbath? Oh. In our society, we are doing so many things and spending on men, we are publishing books and this thing. Because, how to become the Sabbath? This is only it. Central idea is how to become the Sabbath. So there is actually all of it. From morning 4 o'clock till night 10 o'clock, we have a full program of activities. And all these activities are meant for how to be done perfectly to support.
I think when I was in college, I studied chemistry. I think many of these scientists that I also met, they felt very alienated from their relationship with nature or with God. Because of their empirical approach to everything, of setting themselves apart from everything. Therefore, they felt detached from the complete whole, almost as if an island floating away from the no relationship.
To become detached from our material activity?
Yeah. Well, just the observer. This is the scientist's point of view. Just observing. And therefore, he feels almost
stepped
out of it. And they want to participate. It's very attractive to
people. But he's observing himself or not? I'm simply observing outside himself.
Bhagavad Gita says that he is observing his body,
shielded out too. No, Bhagavad Gita. I'm asking.
He's observing outside of himself.
Then why doesn't he observe himself? So what I am? Am I in this body? Or what I am? I am full of anxiety.
Je pouvais, monsieur, est-ce que vous êtes un peu des problèmes
vous dessinez une paix ou de l'activité du cœur, c'est ça que vous voulez, ou
c'est ça du monde? C'est une approche que ça soit différent, hein, pour voir à quel point vous allez abonner, vous voyez, à quel point vous voyez l'utilité, mais on voit que vous êtes plus proche de la prochaine.
Yes, but actually, that's a very interesting way of approaching the problem of spirituality. We are learning that actually everything has some relationship with Krishna or God. So, you are a physicist, if I've understood.
Yes.
You're a physicist. So, that you have a very highly specialized field of knowledge. So, it would be valuable to see also what is the contact of nuclear physics with the
spiritual physics.
And spiritual physics.
Spiritual physics.
Yes. Spiritual physics can be said.
I should say that the word of science is misleading. The word science is generally used by the opponent of science as a pejorative letter. So the way that they don't know what science is, and they think that should be the enemy.
Let me relay the information little by little. He says the word science is misleading. Generally the word science is used by people who are enemies of science to make it, to pinpoint it, this is the enemy, so they call it science, the general word.
Yes, they're misleading. They have no knowledge, and they are misleading. Basic principle of knowledge, they have no idea of spiritual basic principle. They take material basic principle. Therefore, the beginning of their knowledge is wrong.
Yes,
so, on the wrong platform, he may go forward more and more, but it is dismantled because it is wrong.
What is the nuclear physicist's idea about the origins of creation?
Nuclear physics is not, has nothing to do with the study of creation.
Yes.
Nuclear physics is just the study of the structure of matter.
The structure of matter?
Yes. But how would matter is done, as long as we could observe it. And how the matter is organized. And is it possible to go in the deepest level where we could find the smallest particles.
But not so far, nuclear person is concerned. No, there is no much credit. Because it is a person for killing death. Is it not? Not for that purpose?
No. Nuclear physics in itself. That's the pure research of knowledge. That's manufacturing of weapons. That's not nuclear physics.
Oh.
That's your business.
What is the nuclear physics?
It's just a nuclear physics is just the search of the structure of the matter.
The structure, how matter is.
How matter is done at the most elementary level.
Finding the smallest particle.
That has nothing to do with manufacturing of person.
So we understand the matter generates some spirit. Just like I have a small fragment of spirit. You are also small fragment of spirit. So when I am in the womb of my mother, so my big body grows. On account of my spirit, small particle of spirit, coming in the womb of my mother, the body grows. So it is evident that this body has grown because the spirit soul is there. Suppose if this child comes out, the matter will not grow. The material body is stuck there. So the conclusion is, matter grows on account of this spirit fact. We agree on that.
You mean that matter grows starting from a spiritual seed, something like that?
Yes.
If we speak in scientific terms, there is an immaterial concept called energy.
Yes, the spirit soul is also energy, and matter is also energy. Two energies, when they contact, the so-called expansion of matter takes place.
Yes, and we could study in our laboratory the passage from energy to matter and back from matter to energy. It's what we call
matter is also energy.
Materialization, the process of materialization.
First of all, let us understand what is matter or what is spirit. Spirit is also energy and matter is also energy. The matter, when it comes in contact with the spiritual energy, then it grows. Otherwise, it does not grow. Therefore, the growing process depends on the spirit. They take this example, mind body, not body. The spirit soul, when it is in the womb of the mother, then it grows. The abdomen of the mother grows first. But if the spirit soul is not there, then it is not. There are many sex intercourse, but if the spirit soul is not there, the sex intercourse is not done. You realize this?
Yes.
Then how the material body grows? Because the spirit soul. Is that what you know?
We call it in a way what
you call it anyway.
Informally.
But the fact is this, that there is something. When in contact with that something, the matter grows, otherwise it doesn't grow. That we call spiritual. You may call something else. That is different. You can call a different name, but matter grows not automatically. There must be in such something with matter and it grows. This is that.
And it grows by agglutination of particles.
Okay. That may be the composition may be. We get grossly fine matters, gross matters, and fine subtle matters. Fine gross matters is earth, water, air, fire, ether. These are gross matters. And subtle matters might be intelligence and ego. These are eight different types of gross and subtle matter. But they depend on the still more subtle thing, that is soul. If the soul is there, the gross matter this material body, it grows, the mind acts, the intelligence acts, the ego acts, and as soon as the soul is out of this body, it doesn't act. It decomposes and again starts into gross mechanism. Therefore, that spirit soul is the basic ground where from the matter develops. Matter is developing, you can understand. A small cell is developing, big fatty body, elephant. But in the middle, if you stop, if you drive away the spirit, it is not true.
There is also something we should do, we do in Bhagavad Gita, when we study the structure of matter, that we could discover a new type of energies which could help humanity to survive. So, it's not pure speculation. We don't know if it could be used. We don't know yet if what we are looking for is useful or not. But past experience has shown that humanity needs energy to live.
The energy is already there.
Fire, electricity, or some other type of energy.
Energy is already there. You are working, I am working.
Yes.
With energy. But what is the basic energy? The basic energy is the living force, life, or the soul. When the basic energy is at that, you cannot work anymore, seriously.
But I think you're speaking about energy for like running machinery, like solar energy and petrol energy, like that kind of
thing. Well, the energy for this lamp, for this recorder,
electric energy.
Your foot?
Electric energy.
Any energy you need to survive.
That energy comes from the source. It's like this electric energy is coming from the electric power. There is a resident engineer, generator. He is somehow or other putting the machine to
turn on. Turning the generator.
Engineer.
Engineer. So, electricity is generator. So, behind this energy, there is the living entity, engineer. Otherwise, it is this. No more energy. If you drive away, that resident engineer, the electricity is there. No more energy.
Yeah,
you have to understand like that. So, behind this big machine, which is generating electricity, there is a living being who is pushing the button.
It's organized.
Yes. Without that, it is not.
It's just to push power.
Therefore, behind this big gigantic machine, physical world, there is a living entity. Big part of the living entity is God. We are simple sample of God. A small particle. Mamai vāsa jīva bhūta jīva yogasa. Yes. Thayla bhūta. Mamai vāsa.
Naivam to jīva loke jīva bhūta sanātana nanashashtāni dhrivāni kakrikishtāni karsati. The living entities in this conditioned world are my eternal fragmental parts. Due to conditioned life, they are struggling very hard with the six senses which include the mind.
So, he has come to Sadhguru. Small particles. They say gold, big gold, minus, and a small particle of gold. Both of them are gold. Composition is the same. So, we be small particles of God. We are trying to create here for so many things. Creating energy here. Because we are a small particle of God. Very small. We have got so much energy. And we are planning so many things. Because on account of the creative energy. So, you can just imagine how that creating energy has got the Supreme Lord. Also, he has it in strength. Yeah, little sampling. Hot and fast. Very small particles. So we are creating by our mind, anasatthana indriyam, by our senses and mind, we have so many things planned. You are also working in the laboratory with that senses and mind. But you are the creative energy. So the special thing is that we are planning to become happy within this material. That is described here, Varasatsani Indriyani Prasitisthani Kausati. Kausati is simply strength.
Struggle.
Strength. You cannot do anything. Because there is bigger creative energy there. And we are simply trying to combat it. Therefore, uselessly we are struggling. We cannot change. It's because the bigger creative energy is different. Prakriti, the material nature. Because from that aspect, they are trying to create living beings in the laboratory. So suppose you are trying to create living beings by scientific chemical combination, then what is the credit to you? Millions of living beings are created by the material energy. Where is your credit? If you cannot even create a small ant up till now. So simply you are wasting your time. That's all. That's what it's called Kofifrishan is also. It's like the children are playing. Where is the value of this play? They're making a howling noise, that's all. What they can do? But that thing they're creating, only things. So you all are scientists, you are doing that thing. Yes. You cannot do anything. That's not in your power. Same with Gita, Mama Maya, it is very, very bigger. Physical energy, which is being conducted. Just like we have created this nuclear bomb. And if you take it and throw on the sun planet, very different. Nuclear bomb, only can destroy something here. But right, your nuclear bomb will be destroyed. If you throw it on the sun. Is it not? What is the calculation?
Right. The sun. If we throw, and you don't even get work, you mean if we throw a bomb on the sun?
Yes. So what will the effect?
What will happen?
Yes.
In the sun.
Huh?
It will burn.
Huh?
It will burn.
Which will burn? Sun will burn or the bomb will burn?
And the bomb will burn.
That's it. So you're pinning a force.
It's not my
this physical task. It's nothing.
There's
the biggest physical machine is going on. So you simply change this thing.
Le principe, c'est la plus grande machine qui est ici. C'est pas bon de dire que certainement aussi, pour montrer qu'une étude superficielle de l'énergie sans une connaissance de la source énergétique n'est pas complète.
Il y a un autre exemple, mais just like this blue one. When there is darkness, you know the blue one?
The blue one, so blue.
Yes. This sunlight.
Right.
But when there is sunlight, what is the balance?
The energy zone.
But your all this physical scientific advancement will be like blue one in the presence of the scientific element of God.
The scientist knows that science is not complete, but he tries to do it as the nearest approach he could do.
But it is just like the
children.
The children are trying to build castles on the sea beach of sand. Very busy. 2-3 hours, follow the father, mother, and they're busy. But as soon as the father, mother goes, come on, everything finished. So, the scientific struggle is exactly like that. All childish children's play. That is what is you, but it is karmic process. The living entity, they are trying to create so many things, but it is simply struggle for existence. It is no value. The same example, the children building castle. Types of a building, that thinking really, types of a building. But what is the value of it? Now, I have been in Rome, those 2,000 years ago, they also constructed big this arena, Roman arena, this temple, that temple. Now they are simply relics. Those who construct them, they are finished. And where they are gone, nobody knows. And whatever they be, they will simply relish those. So when they acted on this big building, it was very important business. The same building is standing in individual.
The verdict of the ship doesn't mean that the ship has been useless.
For the time being, it is useless. Actually, it is useless. But for the time being, we are taking it as very useful, just like the aeroplane. It is very useful. But actually, it's not very useful. What is lost? But it is lost. Because everything material we are creating, just like the big buildings, they are also crushed. So anything material, it has got beginning and it has got end. That is our point. So things which will end in due course of time, why we should waste our time in that way? That we are part and parcel of God. We have got different business. We have forgotten that. We are simply engaged in temporary castle building, which will be relics after some thousands of years. So are we not wasting our time?
There is no end. It's only transformation.
There is no transformation.
You see,
there is no
end. There is a beginning and there is a end, but they don't call it a end. It's just transformation.
The transformation is not automatically. Transformation, just like from ether, there is transformation of sound. From sound there is air, from air there is fire, from fire there is water, from water there is air. It's going on. You are not doing anything, it is going on. It is wrong. This is the physical evidence. Beginning is ether. Do accept it or not? From ether there is sound. From sound there is air. From air there is fire. From fire there is water. From water there is air.
His point is this transformation is going on.
Yes.
But what was one ship or one relic, now we have something, now there's a new one. Is that your point?
that there is no destination, no beginning or end to the energy.
What I said before, I say that to say that the ship is now erotic,
that means some temporary
rules.
There's some temporary rules.
Yes, I agree.
That your body has got some temporary rules. Your body is one thing. You are a scientist. You are working. Your life is temporary. But the soul, as soon as the soul is gone from your body is not one.
Yeah, but during this life, my body has participated to a cosmic presence.
He says, while the ship is existing, or while the body is existing, it must be used. It has some utility.
I admit. But you have to accept it. That it is temporary.
Oh.
It is temporary.
Well, it's a passive as well.
That it is false. It is temporary.
I agree, it's temporary, but
yes.
My work is to understand what will be the next transformation.
That's
so to transform the temporary.
Do not know the transformation will take place. Take for example the ship. And you see the combination of these fine material things, hot water and fire. And when it is destroyed, it again turns into hot water fire. So, the conservation of energy is there. You simply give a set temporary and it goes again to the set. Original, physical elements. This is going on. But you do not know that you are Isha. That is ignorance. So therefore the sense is that if I am eternal, then why am I busy with this temporal existence? That knowledge is lacking. I am eternal. So, now as human being, I am busy in temporal things to construct a big ship or aeroplane. But as soon as I change this body, I become a bird, I have no power, then I manufacture a net on the top of the sea. That's my business. Or, because this body is dead, that is lack of knowledge. I am eternal. In this particular body, I am busy with some temporary things. And as soon as I change my body, that I am a temporary thing. Then, suppose the big Romans, when the Romans, they constructed all these big buildings. But if the Romans have changed into birds, then no one interested in this bird. They're interested in making some complicated net on the top of the sea. This is going on. Life after life. This knowledge is left. Therefore we say, Manasattani Indriyani Pratishtha. They are studying on this physical world by compacted mental speculation. Therefore. Actually the body is changed, but everything is changed. That they do not know. That I am changing this body and I am getting temporary engagement and wasting my time. But my problem, the change of body, death is there. The death is there. Therefore, my real problem is how to stop this death. That is one person. You do not wish to die. That is our propensity.
Are you interested to know how we produce antimatter in our laboratory?
Antimatter, I have explained that. This. So, our antimatter is different. Antimatter means fish. But your antimatter is different.
Yes, it's just a word.
Yeah. But we mean antimatter means there are two things sleep and matter. The antimatter means things. That is our experience. It is not matter. Just like matter is destructible. Antimatter means which is not destructible. That is it. Any matter, Achidhyam, Adachidhyam, Asusha, Apreza,
Tejoyam, Adajoyam, Aklejo, Shosha, Evita, Nitya Sarvakita, Sanur, Achaloyam, Sanatana.
Yes.
This individual soul is unbreakable and insoluble and can be neither burned nor dried. He is everlasting, all-pervading, unchangeable, immovable, and eternally the same.
So, any material thing is Chedya, Pitakakti. Any material thing. So, if I find some material thing, dark water, Pitakakti, a delusion. Or it can be burned, it can be evaporated, or it can be merged. These things are material things. But the spiritual means just opposite. It cannot be cut, it cannot be dried up, it cannot be broken. It's so many things. But there is in emptiness. Just opposite. See, it is possible in the spiritual world, but as not possible in the spiritual world. That is emptiness. But pure antimatter is another matter.
Yes.
Another matter.
Another state of matter. It's a state of matter which does not exist in our universe, in our solar system.
Well, maybe, but it is another material consciousness. Our antimatter is, this is the star. It cannot be cut, it cannot be gathered, it cannot be rotten, it cannot be so many. Which is possible in any material.
That's the definition of energy.
Huh?
That's the definition of energy.
It says the definition you've just given of soul.
Yeah, that is their definition of energy.
Can't be destroyed.
That is three elements. Two energies. We accept three elements. One is material energy, which can be cut into pieces, it can be dried up, it can be marshaled, it can be burned. But another thing, that cannot be done.
If I remember correctly from the little bit of study that I did in physics, I think it's also the physical definition that material energy is also indestructible, but it's transformable, but not destructible. Is that correct?
Exactly. That's our spiritual definition of the energy. And if we start from pure energy, absolutely immaterial pure energy, this pure energy can transform itself in two parts. One is called matter and the other is called antimatter. And these two parts, they can annihilate together and then you have back to pure energy. That's the definition, our definition of antimatter. So antimatter is what in this part is the what is produced with the matter from pure energy and what is annihilated by matter to produce again pure energy.
So no,
that you can produce our matter, ordinary matter from pure energy. Is
that what I already explained. That pure energy is spiritual energy. And from that spiritual energy, the material energy comes from. That I already said, from the soul, the matter grows. So that is spiritual energy. The basic energy is spiritual. And because the spiritual energy is the cause and the material energy is the effect, therefore in one sense you can say there is no difference between material energy and spiritual energy. because spiritual energy is the cause, and material energy is effect. Effect may be presented in different forms. That's why cotton is the cause of thread, and thread is transformed into cloth. But you cannot take cotton for cloth. The cotton is there in the cloth, in a different transform. But you cannot accept, when you require a cloth, you cannot take cotton. This is a crude example. So, the cause of physical elements is spiritual energy. And the spiritual energy is both spiritual energy is coming from God. Just like the sunshine is coming from the sun. And in the sunshine, there are so many physical transformations. Is it not? In the sunshine, it's like we, ordinary men, can understand. When there is absence of sunshine in your Western countries, or in China, the leaves of the tree falls off. And again in the springtime, as soon as there is sufficient sunshine, immediately thousands of trees grow leaves. So there is action of sunshine. The sunshine is coming from the sun. And the sunshine is working in different ways, changing the color of the grass, of the leaves. And so far, all the planets that are rotating on the sunshine heat. So therefore, the sunshine is the original cause of all material physical things. But where from the sunshine comes? That comes from the spiritual energy. Yasya praha prulato jagadanna koti. So, the original cause is the spiritual energy. Therefore, because everything is coming from the spiritual energy, you can take everything as spiritual. The same example, like cotton is the original cause, then it comes thread, then comes cloth, then comes coat or sand or some other thing. So cotton is everywhere. Similarly, the spiritual energy is everywhere. But it is transformed by different processes. That is very nice in Sarvam Khalidam Brahma. Everything is Brahma. Our philosophy is that everything being Krishna's energy, everything should be employed for Krishna's service. This is Krishna's consciousness. The property is Krishna's. By Krishna's energy, everything has come into existence. Therefore, everything belongs to Krishna. Ishavasanidam sarvam. Therefore, everything should be employed for Krishna's satisfaction, for his pleasure. Suppose you create something, you create some building, you create some family, you create some so many things. But you want to enjoy it. Otherwise, why you take? Why you take the responsibility of a family? For your enjoyment. Otherwise, who takes care of the family? So similarly, Krishna is the Supreme Person. He has created us. Krishna's family. We also address Krishna. Oh, Father, you are the one that is there. And he's actually giving us bread, not only us, to all the living entities. So it is a big family, and Krishna is in there. So we should all be engaged in Krishna's satisfaction. That is Krishna.
Very interesting.
That is practice.
Just to be clear about what is the scientific concept of antimatter.
The scientific concept of matter. The matter goes from space. How you can deny it?
I don't deny it.
Then this is scientific. That I've already explained. So, the supreme source of everything is Krishna. Aham sarvasya prabhava, matta sarvam prabhati. Iti matya bhajanti ma bhūdhā bhāvatam.
Krishna said, I am the source of all spiritual and material worlds. Everything emanates from me. The wise who know this perfectly, engage in my devotional service and worship me with all their hearts.
Yes. He is the source of everything. So far material, so far spiritual, everything coming from him. Therefore, everything transforms. Or not that, everything is transforming, that's all right. Therefore, everything belongs to him. So, everything should be employed for his satisfaction. That is perfect. Iti maktya bhajante imam buddha bhavatamani vasudeva sarvamiti sa mahatma sunidra Maulam Janmanam Sigyarvanam Kuru. After many, many births, when one becomes actually scientist, he understands, oh, Krishna is the source of everything. I know. Maulam Janmanam Sigyarvanam Kuru. Vasudeva Sarvamiti sa mahatma sunidra.
And beaucoup d'explications n'étaient pas plus. Si vous voulez introduire, il y a aussi vous avez des questions. Mmh. Mmh.
Parce
que c'est pas une attaque. Et puis c'est
un intérêt, Je ne sais pas où est votre intérêt, puisque je pourrais vous donner comme information.
He's wondering whether there is some kind of information that he can supply. Regarding the scientific point of view, whether there is some information that he can provide.
This is the information that matter comes from spirit. The so-called scientists, they are thinking that life is coming from matter. And that is nonsense. Matter is coming from life. This is sense. Where is the proof? The life has come from that. Is there any proof? We don't find any proof.
But life comes from matter. But life comes from matter.
You combine matter in the laboratory and produce life. That you cannot do. Then why do you say the life comes from matter?
But what is life?
Huh?
What? Yes.
What is this life we could?
That you are speaking, that is life. If the life is not there, you cannot speak.
So it's a speaking machine?
Huh? Yes, you are speaking because the life is there. There is life.
So we can produce a speaking machine?
Huh?
We can't make a speaking
machine. No, speaking, what is that speaking machine? If I speak, then you can speak. That is nonsense. The speaking machine will speak when I speak. When the life speaks. Otherwise, it's a God speaking part. What is the use of the message if there is no life?
That doesn't tell me what is life.
Huh?
That doesn't tell me what is life.
Life means that you say the speaking machine is an instrument. It has no life. But when a living man speaks, the machine speaks.
This is pretty symptoms.
Similarly, the whole physical world He is the machine. And the supreme light, Krishna, finally manifests, operates, then it works. That is stated. Maya dhakshina prakriti shirati sakarasanam hetunani nakauntyam yagadhi parivartate.
This material nature is working under my direction.
This is. Just like the machine is working under the direction of his life. They are finished. Time. But not without God. Then it is. See, that's not right. That is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Silam nipongihan sabasasthatasala. Find out this verse.
Shrishtasya sukhasya cha buddhi satayo adhishkuto racha artha kavivya nirupito yadu samashloka unanu
vānanam.
Translation. Learned circles have positively concluded that the infallible purpose of the advancement of knowledge, namely austerity, study of the Vedas, sacrifice, chanting of hymns and charity, culminates in the transcendental descriptions of the Lord, who is defined in Source poetry.
So, you talk about scientific knowledge, you scientifically explain that God is the original. Then your knowledge is perfect. What is the first one?
Purport. Human intellect is developed for advancement of learning in art, science, philosophy, physics, chemistry, psychology, economics, politics, etc. By culture of such knowledge, the human society can attain perfection of life. This perfection of life culminates in the realization of the Supreme Being, Vishnu. The Shruti therefore directs that those who are actually advanced in learning should aspire for the service of Lord Vishnu. Unfortunately, persons who are enamored by the external beauty of Vishnu Maya do not understand that culmination of perfection or self-realization depends on Vishnu. Vishnu Maya means sense enjoyment, which is transient and miserable. Those who are entrapped by Vishnu Maya utilize advancement of knowledge for sense enjoyment. Sri Narada Muni has explained that all paraphernalia of the cosmic universe is but an emanation from the Lord out of his different energies, because the Lord has set in motion by his inconceivable energy actions and reactions of the created manifestation. They have come to be out of his energy. They rest on his energy, and after annihilation, emerge into him. Nothing is therefore different from him, but at the same time, the Lord is always different from them. When advancement of knowledge is applied in the service of the Lord, the whole process becomes absolute. The personality of Godhead, his transcendental name, fame, glory, etc., are all non-different from it. Therefore, all these sages and devotees of the Lord have recommended that the subject matter of arts, science, philosophy, physics, chemistry, psychology, and all other branches of knowledge be wholly and solely applied in the service of the Lord. Art, literature, poetry, painting, etc. may be used in glorifying the Lord. The fiction writers, poets, and celebrated literatures are generally engaged in writing of sensuous subjects. But if they turn towards the service of the Lord, they can describe the transcendental pastimes of the Lord. Valmiki was a great poet, and similarly Vyasadeva is a great writer, and both of them have absolutely engaged themselves in delineating the transcendental activities of the Lord, and by doing so, they have become immortal. Similarly, science and philosophy also should be applied in the service of the Lord. There is no use presenting dry speculative theories for sense gratification. Philosophy and science should be engaged to establish the glory of the Lord. Advanced people are eager to understand the absolute truth through the medium of science, and therefore a great scientist should endeavor to prove the existence of the Lord on a scientific basis. Similarly, philosophical speculations should be utilized to establish the supreme truth as sentient and all-powerful. Similarly, all other branches of knowledge should always be engaged in the service of the Lord. In the Bhagavad Gita, also the same is affirmed. All knowledge not engaged in the service of the Lord is but nothing. Real utilization of advanced knowledge is to establish the glories of the Lord, and that is the real import. Scientific knowledge engaged in the service of the Lord and all similar activities are all factually Hari Kirtana, or glorification of the Lord.
So, do you agree or not? You welcome Sanskula. You don't say that Sanskula should be stopped.
Yeah.
But it should be utilized to glorify the Lord. Very important. Other reasons. And don't get perfection. Perfection means when you scientifically describe the existence of God and different energies, how they work. That is scientific. Other theories, you can give your theory and give your theory. Temporary. Everything is there in Bhagavad Gita. All knowledge, full knowledge. Vidya Bhagavata Avati. So Vidya is learned by him, Swanta has learned Bhagavata. Life is easy, but actually. So you do not read all these things. All is it. So many information.
Does this mean, Srila Prabhupada, that if the scientists of the world become a little bit directed and they use their science to glorify Krishna, then they are actually practicing yoga?
That is success. Their scientific knowledge will be successful when by scientific knowledge they prove God is the original. That is success. That is another bhasi, Sanjay. He runs me from Shastarotna. Atapungi vijat shresha, varnasana vibhagata, samusitatva dharmasa, samusitri hiriteva. I love you.
If their science is material, Srila Prabhupada, how can they...
There is nothing material before Krishna. Everything is coming from Krishna. One who does not know Krishna is material. One who knows Krishna is material.
O best amongst the twice born, it is therefore concluded that the highest perfection one can achieve by discharging his prescribed duties, dharma, according to caste, divisions, and order of life, is to cleave the Lord Hari.
Yes. It may be sanctities, it may be, you know, something else. But if you try to subscribe to the Supreme Lord by your occupation, that is what it is. That is what it is. Read the first one.
Good word. Human society all over the world is divided into four castes and four orders of life. The four castes are the intelligent caste, the martial caste, the productive caste, and the laborer caste. These castes are classified in terms of one's work and qualifications, and not by birth. Then again, there are the four orders of life, namely the student life, the householder's life, the retired, and the devotional life. In the best interest of human society, there must be such divisions of life. Otherwise, no social institution can grow up in a healthy state. And in each and every one of the above-mentioned divisions of life, the aim must be to please the supreme authority of the personality of Godhead. This institutional function of human society is known as the system of Varnashram Dharma, which is quite natural for civilized life, for the civilized life. The Varnashram institution is constructed to enable one to realize the absolute truth. It is not for artificial domination of one division over the other. When the aim of life, that is, realization of the absolute truth, is missed by too much attachment for indriya priti or sense gratification, as it is already discussed herein before, the institution of the Varnashram is utilized by selfish men to pose an artificial predominance over the weaker section. In the Kali Yuga, or in the age of quarrel, this artificial predominance is already current, but the saner section of the people know it well that the division of castes and orders of life are meant for smooth social intercourse and high thinking, self-realization, and not any other purpose. Herein, the statement of Bhagavatam is that the highest aim of life, or the highest perfection of the institution of the Varnashram Dharma, is to cooperate jointly for the satisfaction of the Supreme Lord, which is also confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita 4:13.
I have the impression that this translation is not very good, because when you define the four states of life, you translate the two last ones by, namely the last one by devotion, for sannyasin. So sannyasin is not devotion.
I'll read that again. Then again, there are four orders of life, namely the student life,
yes,
the householder's life,
yes,
the retired, and the devotional life.
I don't agree with the false translation.
It says that the word sannyasi should be translated as renunciation instead of devotion. It says renunciation instead of...
What is the meaning of renunciation?
Normal meaning.
Normal meaning?
No longer. Normal meaning of the
yes.
Word. Usual meaning of the word.
Yes, what is the usual meaning of the word? But for renounce means
freedom.
Renounce means to give up. This is the original meaning.
Yes, in order to get freedom.
So,
absolute freedom.
Absolute freedom, that's what I get your money. But you think by renouncing, suppose you are sitting here, you renounce this place, you get freedom? Does it mean you get freedom? Or you are acting as a scientist, you are that business. Does it mean you get freedom?
sure, the term of Krishna doesn't mean giving up.
Then renunciation means giving up.
No.
So, what is the meaning of giving up? Why you should give up? You are occupied in some business. Suppose you are working as a scientist. So why should you give it up?
Why?
Yes. Is there any because of that?
Because it's
what is it?
It's
giving up of things. So renunciation means giving up. So, suppose you are working at scientist, you give up. Then what do you gain by the giving up?
Because
first of all, why should you give up?
To get free.
To get.
Of the,
yes. What is to get?
Well, I'm not English speaking.
No. You belong to get something else. And what is the meaning of this renunciation?
Just in order to get rid of the barrier which blocks the access of the spiritual plane.
That is the word. To work on the spiritual plane means devotion. Devotional task, that is spiritual. Otherwise, what is the meaning of it? Suppose you are working on something, is enough. What do you gain? Unless you gain something better, then there is meaning of it.
Devoted means speaking about the verse in Bhagavatam, it says the perfection of all work is to attain the knowledge of the Supreme. So that is also the perfection for the sannyasi. Perfection of his work also is devotion to the Supreme.
If you announce something for zero, then what is the value of it? There must be something better than it is. Otherwise, what is the value of it? To become zero?
May I ask you, what do you think about possibility of healing?
Healing.
Healing? Yes. What is healing? You are dying and what is healing?
You don't think that people could have a gift for healing?
There is no healing in the material world. There is disease. But there is no question of healing. That healing is temporary. I am suffering from some disease, you give me some medicine. Does it mean that there is no more disease? You heal the temporary disease. Again, another disease. Where is healing? This is too far. Healing, that is the problem. There is no healing. A lot of disease. This disease or that disease. If you prefer this disease healed, you are cured. And there will be no more disease. So that is the problem. Another disease. You heal this, another disease. You heal this, another disease.
So you think we can't help people?
Huh? Sarah, can you help people to stop death? Or to stop disease? Or to stop old age? And become old. Can you stop?
I think so.
If you think that you can stop my old age, right? And then who is that? Is it that person?
I think there is a misunderstanding.
that a man grows old. Can you stop it?
I can't stop time.
But that is the way of speaking. You cannot do anything. He is kind of the so-called hell. He grows old. You cannot stop it.
So you don't think that somebody could be an instrument to act?
What is that instrument? It is in the planet's blood that what you use for that instrument. Simply possessing one instrument is success. It must work, but it does not work. He cannot stop there. He cannot stop because it's bad. He cannot stop old age. He cannot stop disease.
So you say that all healers are food?
Huh?
So do we think that all
healers
are fools?
I don't say fools, they are only intelligent, but they cannot heal. If you see if they cannot heal, it's still there, very nice. That is your business. We say that he cannot heal. If you say that in spite of his being unable to heal, still he is intelligent, that is your business. I say that he cannot see. What do you think?
He cannot hear.
He cannot see. How can say that he can stop holding, he can heal disease? How can say? You can stop death, you can stop birth. You cannot do this.
But when somebody as fall down, you can help it. That seems to help.
That is another thing. Fall down, that doesn't mean you can stop it. Yes, I will stop it, but stop it. So, the point is, when I say you cannot heal, that's a fact. That's a fact. You can heal one disease, another disease. That's what you cannot heal.
What do you mean by you? What is this you who can't heal? I'm sorry.
You collectively. Anyway, we're making the distinction between patchwork, covering over some malady, and making a permanent solution.
You, anyone. Anyone.
You mean as a person? You mean anyone.
As a person.
You are also calendar. I said, you are your friend, the camp.
People.
It is impossible.
So you mean that nobody should...
I don't say that. Why do you want to take an instrument? I say you cannot see.
Cannot see.
Now the state of this faculty tries to lose your business. But I say cannot see. And you want to go on in spite of your inability to heal, that is your business. But I can tell that you cannot heal. That is my business. Now you go on in your business. In spite of being unable to heal, you go on healing activities, you go on to test it. But I still cannot heal. You are other person. Nobody can heal. What is that? Is it not right?
Very strong.
Yes. It is fact.
Do you mean that nobody could be cured?
Well, the cure. Show me that this man is cured from disease.
To be better if he suffers.
But what is not that? Better, I think everyone is saying that, but there is no cure. If you think that temporary cure is better, that's nice. But there is no cure.
So do you mean that healing is an illusion? Because healing is a fact.
But if you cannot cure, then what is that healing? That's all answer this. If you cannot cure, then what is that healing?
But healing is a sacrifice. I see.
What is that fact?
I see healing.
What is that? You heal some disease, and he gets another disease. So where is the healing?
Temporary.
Huh?
Temporary, you say.
Temporary. That's what I think cannot heal.
It has been used
in his name. It is
temporary.
That is time for existence. That is said here. What a satan in the animal. Yet, concocting in the mind. That I am healing. It is there is no healing.
Yes. It's a question of perspective. In a suffering position, you may say that some slight remedy is good, but that you have not alleviated the suffering is still going on. Because I remember one time, Srila Prabhupada, you gave this example, it was very wonderful. You say in the United States, they're very proud, we have so many hospitals with very nice equipment, very, very modern hospitals. But actually, that's not advancement, that's suffering. It's an indication that there is suffering going on. So, depending on the perspective...
Now, they say they have increased so many deaths.
Yes.
That means suffering has increased. They are thinking that we have done so good. And this, so many hospitals and so many deaths have been increased. But that means suffering has increased. Otherwise, the necessity of the deaths and hospitals.
But it's not because it's... It's not because some American hospitals are not healer that healing does not exist.
No, that's because everyone is trying to heal. American or Englishman or European, it doesn't matter. Everyone is trying. But there's no healing. That's the author.
He's saying that there's a value to temporary healing.
That's not temporary. That is what I would love to be. But we say there's no healing.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Healing in the sense that it will never happen again.
It is in his mind. It is in his mind he thinks that he is healed. Like if you have a disease, and then you have a terrible disease, it produces headache. So you take aspirin to relieve the headache, but still the disease is there. So he thinks I'm okay now.
Right, I feel that taking aspirin is not a good healing.
This is example.
Right. The disease healed. Like such example that we could be saying.
But the disease
that is a good thing that is healing. Do you think, honestly? There is healing, there is no disease.
Actually,
huh?
I have seen him.
What is that saying? That he is not diseased? He has seen a man temporarily healed, but why he suffers from another disease? Do you guarantee that there will be no disease? Can you guarantee?
No more.
Huh?
No, because I'm not. No, no,
then where is healing? If there is disease, this disease, or instantly distinguish from this disease to that disease.
So how do you call it temporary?
That is admitted. That is admitted. I say you may have some temporary healing effect, but there is no healing.
Oh.
That is our point.
So you call it temporary healing?
Yes, that's all. But there is no healing.
So... What do you think about temporary healing?
Temporary healing, that's all. Struggle only. Ultimately, you cannot heal, but you are satisfied with temporary healing. But we want complete healing. No more disease. That is healing.
But do you think that some people could have better gift for healing, for temporary healing than others?
A temporary healing is the best or what? It is temporary.
I mean, do you think that some people could have a gift for that?
He can talk with me. Then he does not understand what I mean. I say there is no healing.
Yes, I understand.
That's all. You are giving me the temporary healing. Yes.
My spiritual master is trying to stress the feeling that because we are eternal spirit soul, and our real business is not with this temporary body, with temporary cures. And therefore, because we're involved with these temporary struggles, consciously, we're simply struggling time and time again to make something permanent out of that which is always changing.
Why do you eat? It's taking a medicine. Food is a medicine.
But you don't say that it's healing.
Yes,
it's temporary. It's temporary relief, that's all.
Eating is... You
That is not really. That is temporary appeasement. That is
so you can also feel it.
You can speak words.
It's getting late, I think.
Yeah.
Okay, Gali.
Okay.
We will give the virtues.
But he is there by that point. And everything is Krishna, therefore she can use the Krishna service. In English, it's not that something, not English.
Yes.
Can you appreciate that?